Yeah, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have a question for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations to your team, an impressive 36-10 win in the battle for Greater Baltimore as you've gone back and studied the film. What impressed you about your team's performance?
I thought we played solid in all three phases. We were pretty focused and dialed in. It's for the first week of the year, a whole lot of changes all over the place. Kind of anxious to see how the kids would respond, and they were as focused as I've seen them in a long time. It was a good win.
You talked when we spoke last week about building this game in the city, and seemed to be a great atmosphere, nearly 10,000 people. And did you feel like that was, you're getting closer to the type of game and the type of atmosphere that you're after for this?
Oh gosh, yes. Hats off to Morgan State. I think they did a tremendous job hosting this one. The weather held off, which I think allowed us to have a little better attendance. But from start to finish, it was a class act. Everything was awesome. It was very welcoming. It's a great venue for football and a great way to open the season. And it was better than it was the year before. And I just expected to keep on building.
Talking about your offense, over 400 total yards in the game, and you decided to go with Tom Flacco at quarterback, and he didn't disappoint. 18 to 28, 245 yards, two touchdowns, and was able to also get some yards on with his leg. What impressed you about his performance?
I think not being under center in a game for an extended period of time, you know, one would have concerns. You know, his game management, and he had his jitters to start, that's for sure. Didn't play a flawless game, but he did play well, and did the things we asked him to do, handled some adverse situations extremely well, and led the team all day long. So he's 1-0 as a starter, and it's good to get him back underneath center. I know he's happy about that, and the guys look excited to play with him.
You talked last week about what a great competition has been between he and Ryan all through camp. What was the determining factor in Tom? And obviously he showed some of the things that he can do, but what in your eyes was the key to, or what do you like about him leading your offense?
Well, I thought they both did an exceptional job all camp. They were better than functional. They led the offense. They led whatever group they were in. And as a challenge during camp, it's not really how you do with the ones, it's how you do with the twos. And both of them were exceptional. The thing that set Tom apart was his maturity level. You know, he's 23 years old, and Ryan's 20, and 3 years at that age is a lifetime, really, when you think about it, an experience, a special football experience. So he has used that to his advantage, and it shows up on a daily basis. But the team itself, they're kind of excited. They look around, they didn't care if it was Tom or Ryan. They knew that they have two starting quarterbacks, and neither one of them can lead them really well, and it's a good position to be in.
Not only the depth, maybe at quarterback, but you played quite a few guys that got touches out of the backfield, and quite a few receivers that made catches for you. How good is the depth on your offense, and do you feel like you have a lot of interchangeable parts in the skill positions?
Very much so, and that's a result of 2 years of injuries. It's, you know, everybody gets to play. Hell, Rob, if you had some eligibility, we'd have played you, and God knows we'd have probably thrown you the ball. So, you know, now there's a whole bunch of guys that understand what playing is and what it takes to win at this level. And they've experienced it firsthand, both good and bad. And now instead of a bunch of wide-eyed young guys, I got a whole bunch of guys that have already been to war. They know what to expect, and they know when it's their time to step up. They know how to get it done.
Switching sides, your defense was lights out, holds Morgan State to 167 yards, and we had talked about, or you had talked about how good that linebacking core is, and Hayward and Pay, seven tackles apiece, and DeAndre Wallace with five and an interception. Just your impressions on how your defense performed.
Improved, much improved. Not that we didn't do well against these guys last year, but we were way more disciplined, way more assignment sound. Our mistakes were less, and the ones that we made ones that in a way that weren't going to be critical. And that too says experience all over it, that these guys have made mistakes in the past, have learned from them, and they're better for it.
You had some new faces on that side of the ball in the line. Who impressed you among the new guys, and how do you feel like they perform?
Oh, it was great. And I say new faces. It was good to have Zane back. We missed him for an entire year. And then watching, you know, Ricky DeBerry play as many snaps as he did. He was a great pickup and has fit in very, very well. Malik Tyne, Bryce Carter, both played great in spurts. They didn't play well. Malik didn't play much during camp, but Bryce was really, really strong. And Charles Garrett, you know, got his feet wet, started playing, and we were pleased with what he saw. We got to get him in shape a little more. And my current favorite, this is just from a coach's perspective, you got to love a kid who find, you know, he fuddles his way through his collegiate career, and as he gets towards the end, everything starts to click. And Nico Cook has had a great camp. He played extremely well, and I'm really looking forward to how he plays the rest of the year.
Yep. 4-for-4 kicking from Aiden O'Neill, a guy that everybody's familiar with, but sets the all-time Towson field goal record in, you know, the first game of his junior season. What kind of weapon is it like to have a guy that you know can score points for you that way?
Well, it allows, as a play caller, it allows you a little more liberty. That you realize that you got a safety net. We're going to walk away with points one way or another thanks to this guy. And he's worked extremely hard in the offseason. You know, his freshman year was what talented kids do when given an opportunity, and he made the most of it. He was awesome. His second year, he'll be the first one to tell you that his brain got in the way and his technique wasn't nearly as good, and while his stats were okay last year, not nearly up to his capabilities. From my perspective and the rest of the team, everybody just smiles at Aiden because it's good to have him back completely.
Tough challenge on Saturday for your team as you head to Wake Forest. I've talked to both Coach Huseman and Coach Laycock about this. When you go on the road to an ACC game, what do you look for from your team for games like this, and how would you like what would you like to see your team to get out of this?
Well, I want to win.
Yeah.
In the history of any sport, I don't know whoever traveled anywhere to show up to lose. Now, and to be honest, when you schedule these games, you do it in advance. You do it years and years in advance. You know, somebody scheduled Wake, and then they were in their down cycle, and everybody's kind of, hey, maybe one day we'll get to play them, and we'll get a chance to beat them. Dave's done a tremendous job bringing Wake back to prominence again. They're a great football team on both sides of the ball. They're disciplined. They're damn near perfect. And they gave the ACC a world of trouble, and now they're a big-time bowl team again. So we'll have our hands full. Just need to convince just the young guys, the guys that haven't been to war yet, that they got the same amount of guys that run 4-5 as we do. We got the same guys that bench between 350 and 400 as we do. They just got 85 guys on scholarship. We got 63, but only 11 play at the same time. So while 11 great players of theirs are on the field, there's about 80-some on the sidelines, and they don't get to play. So we don't have to compete against them, just the ones on the field. And if we take care of our business and we do play the game the way we know how to play, our way, 6 seconds at a time, things usually turn out the way we want them to.
Schematically, what concerns you about some of the things that they do, both on offense and defense?
I wouldn't say necessarily schematically, although they are very well coached, but it's a very veteran defense with a lot of returners, and their offensive line is extremely veteran, large, and successful with a great running back behind them. And that gives their freshman quarterback a whole lot of leeway to make some fun-loving plays now. So they're talented, they're smart, they're big, they're physical, and they're experienced. So that's pretty much a nightmare for any time you play against anyone. Really doesn't matter. And they get to play at home, and they've had 2 weeks to prepare. So we'll have our hands full.
All right, Rob. Thanks for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck in Winston-Salem, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.